Our scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9.
我们今天要讲到经文是在马可福音第九章一到八节。
Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse 1. Hear now the word of the living God. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God, after it has come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them, but Jesus only.
马可福音第九章一到八节，从第一节开始。耶稣又对他们说，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在每一场死位之前必要看见神的国大有能力临到。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白，地上漂布的没有一个能漂得那样白。忽然有以利亚同摩西向他们显现，并且和耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说，拉比，我们在这里正好可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。彼得不知道说什么才好，因为他们甚是惧怕。有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。门徒忽然周围一看，不再见一人，只见耶稣同他们在那里。以上是上帝的话。
The idea of knowing the future has captured mankind's attention for thousands of years.
千百年以来，人类一直痴迷于想要探知未来。
Every ancient religion had some means of predicting the future, whether it was the oracle at Delphi, the Egyptian dream book, or various mediums and soothsayers.
每一个古代宗教，他们都有一些想要预测未来的一些手段。无论是所谓的德菲尔的神谕，就是希腊神话里面的神谕，或者是埃及有一本书叫做梦书，或者是各种灵媒，还有各种的占卜师。
Each religion has its own secret knowledge.
每一个宗教他们都有他们自己所谓的神秘的知识。
But we in the 21st century world live in a highly scientific, highly sophisticated culture, so surely we have outgrown those primitive ways of the past.
那在21世纪，在今天的这个西方世界里面，我们生活在一个高度的科学化，也非常复杂的一个文化里面。我们以为我们已经脱离了那种原始，非常过去原始的那种生活方式了。
Not at all.
但事实并非如此。
The psychic service industry, as it is known, generates over $2 billion in revenue per year.
大家都知道。算命这个产业是非常蓬勃的，它的每年的产出，它经济产出可以超过$20亿。
This includes palm reading, card reading, astrology, and other forms of psychic services.
这包括去看掌纹，或者是塔罗牌，或者是占星术，还有各种各色各样的这种灵媒，所谓的灵媒的这个服务。
Can we really know the future?
我们真的能够知道未来吗？
Not just anxiety or premonitions, but actually know the future.
不仅是对未来一种焦虑，或者是一种预感而已，而是真的知道未来。
Our passage today reveals the future.
但我们今天经文告诉我们，我们可以知道未来。
Not only can we know the future, we can see it.
我们不只可以知道未来，而且我们可以看见未来。
The future is not revealed through horoscopes or seances. The future is revealed in the person of Jesus Christ.
未来并不是透过一些占卜，或者是透过一些星座，我们可以知道的，而是上帝启示给我们的，是借着 OK， 而是借着耶稣基督位格启示给我们的。
In Mark chapter 9 verses 1 through 8, Jesus provides visible proof of his glorious appearing.
那在马可福音第9章1到8节，我们今天经文里面，耶稣基督为他的荣耀的显现，给我们了一个可见的凭据。
First we see the setting, second we see the future, and finally we see the aftermath.
首先我们要来看这段叙事的场景发生在哪里。其次我们要看见这个未来是什么样子，最后我们要看到这个事件之后带给我们的影响。
First the setting, in verse 1, he said to them, truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power.
首先我们来看这个故事的场景，在第九章第一节，耶稣对他们说，就是对门徒说，我是在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在每一场死危以前，必要看见神的国大有能力临到。
Jesus gives them an amazing promise.
耶稣给了门徒一个非常惊人的应许。
This promise is the reward for denying yourself and taking up your cross, which we see at the end of chapter 8.
那我们在第八章看到耶稣基督要门徒舍己，要背起十字架，而耶稣基督在这里给他们的应许就是对这个命令的一个奖赏。
All the suffering, all the hardship is worth it.
我们所要经历的一切的苦难，所要经历的一切的艰辛，都是值得的。
And Jesus promises that he'll show them that it's worth it by allowing them to see the kingdom in power.
那耶稣基督应许，他的应许是他要借着让他们看见这个大有能力的国度的降临，来表明他们的舍己，他们的背起十字架都是值得的。
If they share in his suffering, then they will share in his exaltation.
如果他们有份于基督的苦难，那么我们也会有份于他的高升。
So what does this mean exactly, the kingdom of God after it has come with power?
神的国大有能力临到，这究竟是什么意思呢？
We know that the kingdom has come.
我们知道天国已经降临了。
Jesus said in Mark chapter 1 verse 15, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
因为耶稣在马可福音第一章到一章十五节里面已经说到了，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
The king is here and the kingdom arrives with him.
天国的王已经在这里了，而他的国度和他已经一同降临了。
So how is the kingdom coming with power any different?
那么这个大有能力的国度降临会有怎么样的不同呢？
The king and kingdom have come and they have come with power.
天国的君王和天国已经降临了，而且是带着能力降临的。
Christ as the second person of the Trinity is omnipotent. He is all powerful.
作为三位一体的第二位格基督是全能的，他是无所不能的。
So when he comes to earth and he inaugurates his kingdom, the kingdom has come in power.
所以当他来到地上建立他的国度的时候，这个国度是已经带着能力降临的。
But in his first advent, that power is veiled.
但是在他第一次降临的时候，这种能力是隐藏着的。
He is the suffering servant.
他是以赛亚书所说的那位受苦的仆人。
To most people, he is merely Jesus of Nazareth, a carpenter, a religious zealot, with a small group of followers who gets himself killed.
对大多数的人来说，耶稣基督就只是拿撒勒人耶稣。他是一个木匠，有一小群跟随者，他是一个宗教的狂热者，但他自己却被人杀害了。
They don't see the infinite power that is hidden beneath his unimpressive outward appearance.
他们没有看见隐藏在他那平淡无奇的外表下面他有所拥有的无穷的大能。
The king and the kingdom are present, but their presence is concealed to all but a few of God's elect.
天国的王和天和神的国就在我们眼前，但是除了少数上帝所拣选的人之外，这个天国的王和天的国天国的临在却是对大多数人是隐藏的。
But in the second advent, the king and the kingdom come with unveiled power.
但是到他第二次降临的时候，这个君王和他的国度就要带着不为人所带着所有的能力要降临。
No one will be able to deny the manifest presence of the kingdom or its ultimate power.
到那个时候，就没有人能够否认神的国，或者他是有非常至高的能力的同在了。
Jesus prophesies his second coming in Mark chapter 13, verse 26, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory.
那耶稣在马可福音第十三章二十六节里面。已经预言他将会第二次的降临，在二十六节说，那时他们要看见人子大有能力、大荣耀驾云降临。
So this coming of the kingdom with power is identical to Mark chapter 8 verse 38, Christ coming in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
那么这个大有能力的国度的降临，和马可福音第八章三十八节，那里所说的。就是基督要在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临是同一回事。
They both refer to his second advent.
因为这两段经文都提到了他的第二次的降临。
So this promise in verse 1 of chapter 9 serves as the confirmation of verse 38 of chapter 8.
所以第九章第一节里面的这个应许呢实际上是对第八章三十八节那里所说的第二次降临的一个确认。
So what exactly is this promise that some standing here will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power?
所以这里说站在这里的有人在每一场死位以前必要看见神的国大有能力临到这句话究竟是怎么样的一个应许呢
It could be the cross or the resurrection or the ascension as the coming of the kingdom with power.
那么这个应许可能是指十字架也可能是指基督的复活，也可能是指基督的升天，那是国度大有能力的降临。
These are all reasonable options.
那这些都是一些合理的选项。
The simplest explanation, though, is that chapter 9, verse 1 is a preview of the very next event in Christ's ministry, the transfiguration.
但是这个应许，最简单的解释。应该就是他是对基督的事工马上要降就要发生的一个事件的一个预告。
Some people get confused on the part of not tasting death, thinking that the coming of the kingdom with power must take place many years in the future, right before the last of the disciples died.
那么这个下一个事件就是登山变相。那人们对这个所谓的每一场死位很多人都对这句话特别感兴趣因为他们认为大有能力的国度的临到必须发生在很多年以后而且是要发生在所有的门徒过世之前
But it's likely that Jesus mentions not tasting death because the disciples were thinking about death
但是耶稣在这里提到所谓的没有尝到死味很可能只是因为门徒们他们正在思考死亡这件事情
He just told them that they must deny themselves and take up their cross.
因为他才刚刚告诉他们他们必须舍己背起他们的十字架。
They have to put their own wants, needs, and desires to death, and they might even follow Jesus into martyrdom.
因为他们必须把自己的愿望他们自己的需要和他们的欲望置之死地而且他们很可能会跟随耶稣基督殉道的脚步。
So death is at the forefront of their minds.
所以死亡是盘踞在他们的脑海里的。
So Jesus says, you won't taste death until you see the coming kingdom with power.
所以耶稣说，你们不会尝到死味，直到你们看见国度大有能力的临到。
He's taking their minds off of death and he's turning their focus to the consummated kingdom.
那他是把门徒们的注意力从死亡挪开来，并且要把他们注意力转移到那个圆满成全的国度上面。
So now verse 2. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them.
那请看第二节。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象。
In the Gospel of Mark, Christ is leading a new exodus.
那在马可福音里面，基督正在带领我们走一场新的出埃及。
He is the fulfillment of the first exodus with Moses.
他是摩西所带领的第一次出埃及的应验。
Everything in the Exodus out of Egypt points to Christ.
出埃及的这个事件，所有的一切都指向基督。
And one of the central moments of the first Exodus is the giving of the law at Mount Sinai.
而在第一次出埃及的一个核心的时刻，就是在西乃山上，上帝颁布了他的律法。
This is one of the most important events in the nation of Israel's history when God meets with Moses and he confirms him as covenant mediator.
那这是在以色列民族的历史上面一个最重要的事件，上帝在西乃山上与摩西会面，并且确认他就是那位圣约的中保。
We see in Exodus 24 verse 16, the glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days, and on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
我们在出埃及记24:16里面读到，耶和华的荣耀停于西乃山，云彩遮盖山六天，第七天他从云中召摩西。
6 days for both Moses and Jesus.
摩西和耶稣都是经过六天了。
They both meet with God on a mountain.
都是在六天之后在山上与上帝会面。
Jesus takes 3 companions with him up the mountain.
耶稣是带着三个同伴上到高山。
And 3 companions are named as accompanying Moses in Exodus 24 verse 9.
而在出埃及记24:9里面有提到有三个人伴随着摩西上到高山，上到西乃山上。
That is the setting.
这就是这个事件的场景。
The stage is now set. Jesus, Peter, James and John are alone on the mountain.
这个舞台已经布置好了，耶稣还有彼得、雅各、约翰在高山上面独处。
And now we see the future.
所以我们就看见了未来。
The end of verse 2. He was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them.
从第二节下开始，耶稣就在他们面前变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白。地上漂布的，没有一个能漂得那么白。
What exactly is happening here?
那这里究竟发生了什么事情呢？
There are many interpretations, but I believe Jesus here is giving a preview of his exalted humanity in the future.
这个关于这句话到这里发生什么事情，有很多种解释。不过我相信，耶稣是让我们看到一个预告片，就是他未来要得荣耀的人性变得得到高举。
The transfiguration is the basis for the expectation of Christ's glorious return.
所以登山变相这件事情就构成了对基督荣耀再来的一个期盼的成为我们的基础，对这个荣耀再来的期盼的基础。
In the transfiguration, Peter, James, and John see a preview of Christ's glorified body.
那在登山变相里面彼得、雅各、约翰看到了什么呢？他是看见了耶稣得荣耀的身体的一个预告片。
In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 42, so it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable.
因为在哥林多前书第15:42里面，那里说到，死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。
Christ's human body is transfigured into a glorified body right before their eyes.
就在他们眼前，基督人性的身体变换成了一个得到荣耀的身体。
Christ's appearance is transformed just as Moses was on Mount Sinai.
啊，基督的面容在这里改变了，就像摩西在西乃山上，他的面容也改变了一样。
In Exodus 34 verse 30, Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him.
在出埃及记34章30节那里说到，亚伦和以色列众人看见摩西的面皮发光，就怕挨近他。
This image of the transfiguration is a preview of Christ's glorified appearance to John in Revelation chapter 1 verses 13 through 16 when he walks amongst the lampstands.
所以登山变相里面的形象也是一个预告片，是基督在启示录第一章13节到16节，他在七个灯台中间行走的时候的一个预告片。那时候他像使徒约翰荣耀的显现。
And John probably remembers the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus appeared to him on the Isle of Patmos.
所以当耶稣在拔摩岛向约翰显现的时候，他大概想起了这个变相山上所发生的事情。
So Jesus' appearance changes and even his clothes become radiant.
所以我们看到耶稣的面容发生了变化，连他的衣服也放出光芒。
His clothes are whiter than any launderer on earth could bleach them.
他的衣服比地球上任何的一间洗衣店所能够漂白的衣服都还要更加洁白。
White clothes are a sign of purity and cleanness.
白衣是一个纯洁和洁净的记号。
They resemble the priestly garments of Aaron.
他们很像亚伦的祭司的外袍。
This shows us that Christ is the spotless high priest.
这告诉我们基督是毫无瑕疵的大祭司。
His clothing also resembles that of the Ancient of Days in Daniel chapter 7.
那他穿的衣服，这个衣服也和但以理书第七章那里面说亘古常在者所穿的衣服很相似。
Here the Son of Man is clothed in the same gleaming white garments as the Ancient of Days.
在但以书第七章里面 那里说到人子穿的衣服与亘古常在者所穿的衣服是同样闪闪发光的白衣。
And now verse 4, there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus.
我们接着读第四节，忽然有以利亚同摩西向他们显现，并且向耶稣说话。
As if the scene weren't shocking enough, here comes Moses and Elijah.
那仿佛我们刚看到这一幕还不够震撼的一样，摩西和以利亚也出现了。
Moses is the leader of the first Exodus. He is the mediator of the old covenant.
摩西是谁呢？摩西是第一次出埃及的领袖，他是旧的约 old covenant 的中保。
And remember that Moses receives from God on Mount Sinai the Mosaic Law, including the entire sacrificial system.
还记得吗？摩西在西乃山上从上帝那里领受了摩西律法，包括整个的献祭系统。
And Christ is the fulfillment of all of it. Every law, every feast, every sacrifice points to Christ.
那基督是这一切摩西律法的应验，每一条律法，每一个节期，每一种献祭都指向基督。
Moses and Elijah are talking with Jesus.
所以摩西和以利亚正在和耶稣谈话。
Don't you wish we had a video of this?
你不想看到我们这个谈话的影片吗？
There are millions of hours of videos on the internet, but we have no video of this conversation.
我们在互联网上有几百万小时的影片，但是我们却没有这个对话的影片。
What could they be talking about?
他们在谈论什么呢？
Well, Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10, that all the prophets of the Old Testament who delivered prophecies concerning the Messiah and his redemption wanted to know the details of how that would come to pass.
那彼得在彼得前书第一章十到十二节里面告诉我们，旧约圣经里面所有关于弥赛亚和他的救赎的众先知，所有预言弥赛亚和他的救赎的众先知都想知道这个救赎是要如何实现的，他们想知道所有的细节。
So now Moses and Elijah know.
所以现在摩西和以利亚知道这个细节了。
They know that Jesus is the Messiah and they know how he will accomplish his rescue mission.
他们知道耶稣就是那位弥赛亚， 他们也知道他将要如何完成他的救赎的任务。
Luke's gospel gives us a very small but a very important detail concerning this conversation.
那路加福音给我们一个非常微小的，但是非常重要的关于这次谈话的细节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 30. Behold, two men were walking with him, talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem.
路加福音第九章第30到31节。那里说，忽然有摩西和以利亚两个人同耶稣说话，他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事情，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成就的事。
The Greek word for departure is exodus.
那去世，在英文里面是 departure， 但希腊文里面是 exodus。
They were speaking of his exodus.
那 exodus 翻成中文就是出埃及。所以他们在说什么呢？他们在谈论什么呢？他们谈论的是耶稣的出埃及。
And Christ is the new Exodus.
而基督就是那新的出埃及。
And it's not his departure as in his leaving.
这不是指他的离开，在字面上面是 departure 离开，好像说他要走了那样。
It's his death on the cross and his glorious resurrection.
这个出埃及是指他在十字架上要受死。并且要荣耀的复活。
That is Christ's exodus, leading his people out of bondage.
那这就是耶稣基督的出埃及，他要带领他的百姓离开，脱离奴役。
So he's explaining the cross and the resurrection to Moses and Elijah.
所以基督是在向摩西和以利亚解释他的十字架和他的复活。
This is an amazing scene.
这不是很奇妙的场景吗？
Now verse 5, Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified.
第五到六节，彼得对耶稣说，拉比，就是夫子，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。彼得不知道说什么才好，因为他们甚是惧怕。
Peter takes this unbelievable scene and he tries to ruin it.
彼得看见这个不可思议的这场景，却想要把它搞砸。
He's acting like a guy who doesn't know what to say, but instead of saying quiet, he says just whatever random thought pops into his head.
他就是那种不知道该说什么，但是与其保持沉默，还不如随口说出他脑子里面随便想什么的那种人。
And it's understandable that the disciples were terrified by what they saw, a vision of Christ in his resurrected glory.
门徒们被他们所看见的这个场景吓坏了。这个场景就是耶稣基督复活后的那个光辉的景象。那这是我们可以理解的。
When Jesus gives a tiny glimpse of his infinite power in the Gospels, the reaction is always petrifying fear.
那在四福音书里面，当耶稣让人看到稍微瞥见他那个无限的能力的时候，一般人的反应就是非常恐惧。
We don't know exactly why Peter suggests making these tents.
我们不知道彼得为什么会提议要搭三座棚。
It seems likely that the talk of Christ's exodus has him thinking of the feast of booths or tabernacles.
看起来很可能是因为他在以色列背景里面，他听到了这个耶稣基督要出埃及的谈话。所以他就想起了以色列人节期里面的一个叫祝棚节。
Every year, Israel was to sleep outside for a week as commemoration of God's provision of His people in the Exodus.
以色列人每一年要在户外睡一个礼拜，来纪念上帝在出埃及的时候对他子民的供应。
If that is Peter's reasoning, it's entirely unnecessary because it's a return to the types and shadows of the Old Covenant.
那如果这是彼得所做的推理，那其实是完全没有必要的，因为这是想要回到旧约的那个预表和影子。
We don't need earthly tabernacles anymore because Christ, the true tabernacle, has tabernacled with us.
我们不再需要地上的会幕了，因为基督他是那真正的会幕，已经在地上支搭帐篷与我们同住了。
John chapter 1 verse 14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音一章十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。这住在我们中间，直译就是他在我们中间支搭帐篷。他充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也看见他荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Christ has tabernacled with his people, so we no longer need tabernacles made with human hands.
基督已经在他的百姓当中支搭帐篷了。所以我们不再需要人手搭的帐篷了。
Despite Peter's outburst, the scene gets even better in verse 7, and a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved son, listen to him."
所以我们听到彼得这个随口说出的话，但是场面却变得更加的精彩。第七节，有一座云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
So Christ is transfigured into his age to come appearance, and now a cloud rolls in.
那我们看到基督的变相了，他已经变成他来世那个样子，然后有一朵云彩卷了过来，这是圣灵的显现。
This is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的显现。
The Spirit who led Moses and Israel through the wilderness by a pillar of cloud now surrounds Christ and Moses and Elijah and the three apostles in a cloud as they discuss Jesus' exodus.
那位曾经用云彩来带领摩西和带领以色列民走过旷野圣灵，如今在这个云彩当中环绕着基督，环绕着摩西、以利亚，还有环绕着三个使徒，他们正在讨论耶稣的出埃及。
Out of the cloud of the Holy Spirit comes a voice.
那么从这个圣灵云彩中里面有声音传出来。
Now the voice of God in Scripture often signals judgment.
在圣经里面，当我们听见上帝的声音的时候，往往意味着审判。
But here on the Mount of Transfiguration, it's a comforting voice of affirmation.
但是在变相山上，我们听见的这个声音是一种安慰人的。要给我们确认的声音。
We hear the same voice of God at the inauguration of Christ's ministry at his baptism.
那我们在基督受洗，也就是他在他的执事的就职典礼的时候，听见过同样的声音。
Affirmation that Jesus is the Messiah.
那这个声音确认耶稣就是我们的弥赛亚。
And now his status is reaffirmed with the words of the Father.
如今他的地位已经借着天父所说的这句话得到了确认。
And his reaffirmation comes with the command, listen to him.
那么这个重新的确认是以命令的形式出现的。
Christ is the fulfillment of Moses' prophecy in Deuteronomy 18. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen.
这个命令是你们要听他。所以耶稣基督就应验了摩西在申命记十八章第十五节里面所发的预言，那里说耶和华你的上帝要从你们弟兄中间给你兴起一位先知像我，你们要听从他。
Everyone will listen to Christ at some point. Everyone will heed his words.
每一个人到了某一个时间点，他都必须要听耶稣的话，每一个人都要听他的话语。
The only question is, will you listen to him now when he says, come unto me, or will you listen to him when his voice speaks judgment?
唯一的差别是，当他说来到我这里来的时候，你是不是马上就听他的话？还是你要在他说出这个审判的时候才听他的话？
When he appears in this transfigured glory on the last day and says, depart from me, all you workers of evil.
那在末日的时候，他要用这个登山变相的荣耀来显现，而且说你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
We have just seen the future and now we see the aftermath in verse 8 and suddenly looking around they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only.
我们刚刚看见了未来，现在我们来看看这个登山变相之后的余波。第八节说门徒忽然周围一看，不再见一人，只见耶稣同他们在那里。
Jesus is left alone.
其他人都离开耶稣了，只剩他一个人。
Moses and Elijah testify that Jesus is the Messiah, the fulfillment of all the law and the prophets.
摩西和以利亚为耶稣做见证，他就是那位弥赛亚，他是一切律法和先知的应验。
But they can't go with him to the cross as he completes his work as mediator.
但是摩西和以利亚不能和他一起上十字架，因为只有他能够完成他最重要的工作。
Christ alone accomplishes the redemption of his people.
基督必须独自完成他对他百姓的救赎。
He alone is the bearer of the final revelation of God.
只有他一人承载了上帝最终的启示。
We see the future on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以我们在变相山上看见了未来。
And we see the most important aspect of the future for us in verse 8. They no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only.
所以我们在第八节里面看见了耶稣为我们所预备的未来的一个最重要层面，就是他们不再见一人，只见耶稣同他们在那里。
With them, Jesus is with them.
这里说耶稣同他们在那里，所以耶稣是跟他们在一起的。
He is with Peter, James, and John.
他和彼得、约翰、雅各和约翰一起。
Even when they're not with him, as they abandon him on the night of his arrest, Jesus is with them.
即使在耶稣被捕的那一晚上，彼得、雅各、约翰弃绝了耶稣，但是耶稣仍然与他们同在。
He will always be with them, even after his ascension to heaven.
即使他将永远与他们同在，甚至在他升天之后，他仍然与门徒们同在。
He is with them by the power of the Holy Spirit.
他如今是借着圣灵能力与他们同在。
He says in Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
他在马太福音28章20节说到，看啊，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
The resurrected and glorified Christ is always with us to the end of the age, and he will take us with him into the age to come.
所以复活和得荣耀基督会一直与我们同在，直到世界的末了。他将带领我们与他一同进入到来世。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful God, who is pleased to condescend to speak to us through your word, grant us all grace that we may not be mere hearers of your word, but doers also. Give us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may believe what has been proclaimed to us. May we bring glory and honor to your name in all that we do, as you conform us to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. All of this, gracious Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们仁慈的上帝啊，你乐意俯就屈尊，借着你自己的话语对我们说话，请赐给我们够用的恩典，好叫我们不只是听光听你的话语，也做个认真遵行你话语的人。请赐给我们圣灵的恩典，使我们可以相信今天所向我们所宣讲的，愿我们在一切所做的事上都为你的名带来荣耀和尊贵，因为你塑造我们，叫我们有你儿子的形象，也就是我们的主耶稣基督的形象。这一切仁慈的父啊，我们是奉耶稣基督的名祈求的。 Amen.